Hello, welcome to the Mac Show coverage of the keynote. All the videos started piping through from the Mexican-Irish bloke's place, Jose McInerney, over in San Jose. We're going to follow it through all the way through from start to finish. Apparently on the WWDC app, this is scheduled for 2 hours.
That's not surprising.
I hope there's some play time afterwards or something with hardware that we don't have to cover, because I've got to go home later. We're waiting for Doc to dial in, and we're waiting for London Mac User Group to come in on line 4 and give us a little hey, how you doing as well, and show us their little setup that they've got. They're running a parallel event down at the John Something pub in Marylebone. They'll tell us about that when they come on. You can still get down there if you're watching now, and you can join in. Mr. Batwench is definitely there from what I'm told. Mrs. Batwench is in the chat room with us, and she's watching live up at home. And it should be good fun. This is one of those things. This is the first time we've had a keynote for a while, chaps, isn't it? Where we don't know really for certain what's coming. We've got theories about Siri devices with speakers and badged as Beats and screens and that kind of stuff, but there's no definite hardware, is there?
I mean, it's surprising that Apple has kept a really, really tight lid on their software announcements. I mean, usually we get a couple of days before the event to get at least some leaks, some screenshots, or someone who was told something. But I think this time around, we've basically heard nothing other than the hardware rumors, which, I mean, I don't care about at all.
Have we got Tim going to stand up there and go, psh, got nothing, chaps?
that's what it feels like. You're joking about that, but that's sort of like on the software front, that's what it feels like. And the one telling thing that they did was they announced some Swift stuff like ahead of time. They put out some PRs on some Swift features, which means those are things that they decided not to put in the keynote, and they're pretty significant things in terms of like Swift for education kind of stuff. So
yeah, I don't know what it's about either. They wanted to get it out of the way so that they can really talk about it in the event, or at least during the week, or well, the event was full and this was what had to drop out.
Yep. Yeah. I think it's the latter, which is boding well for this keynote. I think it's going to be like massively jam-packed.
Yeah. Well, it usually is. I mean, the last couple of years, I mean, you have to remember there are two keynotes today. There's the one for the public. That's the one we're watching basically right now. And then there is what Apple calls the State of the Union, which is for the developers, actually the more interesting keynote, because that's when they talk about really nitty-gritty detailed stuff. Sometimes, I mean, they talk about something that was announced in the previous keynote, but in way more detail and with way more surprising features that they didn't mention in the main keynote. So we have two keynotes today, and I mean, for developers, this week is, I don't know, it's kind of fun, but it's also kind of hell because you get a million APIs.
Apple is just, so Apple's site just has the video running now.
Yeah, they're just
like that's
Swift,
taken over the homepage, like automatically. That's new.
Yeah, I don't remember them doing that. I usually they put it up on a special
There's
event
a link.
Page.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I just
new.
Went to apple.com and it just is streaming video, a whole page.
Yeah, they probably know that most people will simply want to watch it. And Doc is in the elevator. Nice.
Stuck in an elevator.
Watching the crowd, just see if we notice anybody. Thanks for putting your freaking... Oh, it's the person. That was one of the people there. Nice shot of the sign.
Loads of new people in. Hello, Burrow. Hello, Bob. Hello, Chris W. as well, mate. Good to see you back around. Ian, hello. Mike, hoping he's not going to become Mr. Unidentified in a few minutes, and Sax is in. Mr. Quirk, hello. Tom as well. Tom from California's in there. Obviously stealing the chat, the lunch break early. Well, they're all in the conference room watching us. Ooh! The whole team in there. He's got them all, showing the bloke who invented the, like, putting a sidecar on a Harley line.
Am I seeing it right? There are no mechs on the stage. Usually they have a couple of demo mechs there.
No, there's nothing.
That's interesting.
Unless there's a summit off to the side that they wheel on, or it floats in magically from the ether.
It's so thin now, you can't, it looks like a sheet of paper.
No, they've invented the invisible cloak for Max.
Invisibility cloak, yeah.
Is San Jose beautiful?
Yeah.
No.
No, okay. So do you know the way to San Jose is actually quite a depressing song then?
Well, it was written in the 70s when there was probably not much there. I mean, it's a giant suburban office park area. I mean, it's like most of the outskirts of San Francisco.
I don't know what this guy is doing, but
there's a desk off to the right there that's possibly got some Macs on it. But they're
very small. They just showed the stage from the side and there was nothing on it.
Oh, right, okay. Well, so, there is like a hub thing there on the right hand side.
Maybe the Mac Pro is under that box.
Yeah, it could be that they are hiding it.
The new Mac Pro
podium
design.
Apparatus.
The giant tower.
No, the box is the Mac Pro.
The box is
that big.
Yeah, gone 6 o'clock. I agree. 6:02.
27 PCI.
Well said, Bob. Slots. Well said. Well said. Bob's getting it.
And it only weighs, 50 pounds.
And nobody will care because they can expand it forever.
Yeah.
Yes, Doc is still in the elevator.
What the hell is he doing?
Apple's going to be like, we're bringing back the server room.
Our presence
yes.
Not the size of
back
a refrigerator.
To the 70s.
It sucks.
And other members of the audience, please take this moment to switch all electronic devices to silent mode. Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Tim's coming.
Thanks for the reminder.
Tim's coming.
I'm surprised they didn't say put your Apple Watch in theater mode.
How long till the first woman on stage? Says Batwinch. Didn't a Mac come up through the floor one year? Says Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Good point, mate.
Yes. They've done that.
Yes.
Or through the table.
They're going to bring an original Macintosh up through the floor.
They could lift them up through those podiums on the side.
I thought they were going to get in touch. I thought they were going to get in touch with me and ask me to go out with me Mac SA. After all the publicity I got them this year.
That would have been awesome.
I'd have gone as well. I'd
and then
I'd
show it on
there.
Stage.
They could have sent the jet over. I'd have been there. Oh, look. Window lickers are waving. All right, mate. All right. Look at that. He's looking at his phone to look at himself and then looking at the camera and waving and then looking back at his phone. Wanker.
I don't know what it is about TV cameras or cameras and people waving. I don't get it.
Yeah, Bronwyn says about some idiot forgetting to turn off his phone, but I bet you the audience isn't mic'd much.
Yeah.
There's a few shotguns on the stage pointing out towards them just to get some general jeering and that's it. Unless it's the front row that rings. When does the Apple mothership finish? That's later this year, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think they have announced a firm date, but it's probably going to be fall or something until, I mean, people have moved in and everything has settled.
Right, Bob Beachill's getting really pissed off now because it's 6:04 and there's still no Tim.
They're late.
I did get one prediction today that Oasis were going to reform for the song at the end, but I can't see that happening.
Does anybody know? That crowd looks massive to me, but maybe because it's just not as deep.
Tim and the demo Mac will be delivered by flying prototype by car.
There's all the students.
Our Apple starting this based on their own Apple Watch time. Well said, Ian. I thought it was September, yeah, end of summer, early October.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite loud enough. Tom says he drove by this weekend and the Apple campus looked pretty well finished, so...
Well,
I suppose it's still being fitted out though, isn't it?
I mean, the latest drone footage we've seen, there is still quite a lot to be done on the outside. I mean, all the landscaping is definitely not finished. On the inside, it actually was getting there.
I believe they moved people in last month, or started to.
Yeah, I think areas. One of the side buildings looked finished and furnished and ready to go even a couple of months ago. But I think the main building is still.
I believe Tim Cook's office was probably done.
Doc in the house. Hello, buddy. How you doing?
How's it?
Did you get trapped in the elevator or something?
No. In the morning, it's just crowded.
Oh, right. Bronwyn's pointed out that the convention center looks massive. This San Jose one.
It does
look good.
I mean, there's just like oceans of people. It's nuts. I mean, it's always like that, but.
Yeah.
To me, it's
how many
more
people
crowded.
Is it usually? A couple of thousand?
3,000?
Yeah. Three or four or something.
Several thousand there.
Yeah.
Well, they let Jeff Gamet go, so he must have had more tickets.
All right, here we go.
It's gone.
It's starting.
God, this is a pregnant pause. It's got to be a video. Come on. There's surely a video to start it off.
Yeah, probably.
Right, chat room. No typing before we've seen it. It's always the problem. Our feed is bloody slower for some reason. Because we take the piss out of them too much, perhaps. But
I think you're ahead of me.
It's just gone black.
Yeah, you're a few seconds ahead of me.
Video.
Make sure to keep your ID. Yeah, there's a video.
Sterile corridor.
Is that Ehrlich?
App Store servers.
No.
This is where
but it looks like it.
Yeah. With the big move coming up, it's kind of crazy around here. I promise it's only temporary.
All right, thank you.
Oh, so there's
nice.
Old iPod.
That is sort of what the old earbuds sounded like too, right?
Right, this is funny.
So this
it's
week
so, it's so stupid, but it's funny.
This is all about the cloud, then. Selective syncing, that would be wonderful.
It's not an Airbnb.
I don't know, man. I don't even know what city we're in. Look out!
World leaders are declaring a global state of emergency until the app situation can be resolved.
Apocalypse, very good.
Stop it! Hey, buddy! Stop it! Stop it!
Apocalypse is nigh!
Okay, who wants to go first?
iTunes! Get you iTunes!
Do you think we should have gone with the puppy
cake? I just ate this whole pizza by myself! Hashtag, too delicious to share! Hashtag, pizza emoji!
Farm Bill 2 right here, y'all!
Hashtag, instant food!
Brian, looking for Brian?
Hashtag, does anybody want a slice?
How's the face one?
Developers, developers, developers.
Yeah, kind of.
A light start.
Good morning.
Even Gruber's noticed that they started like, oh dear.
I'm so glad that really can't happen. Welcome to WWDC. It's great to be back in San Jose, the heart of Silicon Valley and right down the street from Apple and our new campus. It's been 15 years since we held the developer conference in San Jose, and an awful lot.
Ian's pointed out that even the developer that works for Apple can't get AirPods.
Is our community
good point? Ability to do amazing and they have things. To use old iPods.
This is going to be the best and biggest WWDC ever.
Of course.
It's not going to be smaller, is it?
No.
Tickets are oversubscribed
every
fivefold.
Year, we host WWDC to bring Apple engineers and our amazing developers together on our collective mission to change the world. And I'm pleased to tell you, the Apple developer community has never been more vibrant. We now have 16 million registered developers in the program around the world, and we added 3 million last year alone.
Yeah, but how many of those are really active?
Here this morning,
that's a question.
Our largest group
I can't code
ever.
Hello World, I'm one of them.
We have attendees this morning from 75 countries across the world. It's truly a worldwide conference. And we have the
that's
most...
That's actually pretty low, 75 countries.
This morning ever. In fact, one of our youngest is here this morning. His name is Yuma Sorianto. He's from Australia, and he's just 10 years old. He started coding when he was 6, and he already has 5 apps on the App Store.
Pretentious little shit.
I met Yuma yesterday, and I can't wait.
How many of those are fart apps?
And while we've got some great up-and-coming developers like Yuma, got some that got a bit of a later start. Masako Wakamiya is just 82 years old.
Masako.
And she's from Japan, and she published her first.
Does she do hell's a Masako?
Does she do karaoke?
So.
Oh boy.
So if you haven't published yet,
we love
you're
you,
in
Doc.
Still time.
You're the new
Let's give them a big
of
round of applause.
Yes.
No, it's just like if you're going to say someone's name, take the time to say it right. What do we call you, Irving or some shit?
I used to be the grumpy
bastard.
Now
let's turn
bastard,
our attention to our 4 incredible platforms. Of course, as you know, each of them stem from the same
thing?
Core technology, but each is uniquely expressed and designed for the best experience for where they work. We keep pushing these platforms forward, giving you, the developers, powerful tools and opportunities to change the world. That's why this developer conference is so important. Now, we have a lot to talk about today, and I do mean a lot. So I'm dispensing with the updates other than to tell you...
Batwench says you've got to get your ass in the chat room, Doc.
No updates.
No updates.
No, he
We're
just
not
said that.
Do
no,
anything.
Like,
we
general
have
updates.
6 important announcements to share with you this
six
morning.
6 announcements come in.
So let's Ooh. Get right into
no
it.
No screwing around. No shit TV videos.
OS.
Yeah, good right.
no,
man, Tim.
We recently introduced the TV app on Apple TV, iPhone,
I
and
like
iPad.
I like this one already.
The easiest way to discover
straight in.
And enjoy your TV content.
Yeah, 15 minutes late.
Video
almost.
Okay, in one convenient place.
There's been no figures.
We launched
no
it with
shit.
Support
no saying we're better than Android.
Channels.
Well yeah. done, Tim. You're learning, mate. You're learning. Glad you're listening to us.
Integrated into the TV app. And today,
tons of TV apps here that
we're
we've got
really
no chance
thrilled
of getting in the
to
UK.
Announce that yes. Amazon is coming.
Yay. As expected.
That was
a bad
leap.
Amazon is coming to the TV app, yes. And Apple and all Apple TVs later this year. With
no,
later
tomorrow,
this
year, Tim. Later. Tomorrow.
And of course, as you know,
thank God.
Prime Video provides a wealth of great content. Thousands of TV shows and movies.
That is one app that's missing from an Apple TV that I wish it had.
Me too. At the end of the year. How hard can it be?
It said later this year, not the end of the year.
So much later this year. I mean, we heard about quarter.
He did say by the end of the year.
Oh, he said by the end of the year?
Veteran just say in the chat room, 15 minutes late, is it being done by BTN?
TVOS, you'll be hearing a lot more about TVOS later this year.
Yeah, and that's probably just USA, not the UK. Good point.
Let's talk about Apple Watch.
So I would expect the new Apple Watch.
Wow, we're on to number two.
TVOS announcement.
Apple Watch has had incredible growth this past year. In fact, it's the number one selling smartwatch by far. And what's most important to us is that it's number one in customer satisfaction. Again,
there he goes, customer sat.
By far. Apple Watch is designed to help you
it's
with
not
a
perfect,
healthier
but it's a good
life.
Watch.
And people are absolutely
I mean, I replaced mine after it was nicked, so it's got to be all right for me to spend again.
Capabilities, the quick access to information.
I get more and more use out of mine all the time.
Even the ability to swim with it. We've got some exciting updates to the watchOS, and to take you through them, I'd like to invite Kevin Lynch up. Kevin?
Hey, first.
And these are going to be okay for the version 1, Kev?
So watchOS
I'm surprised.
Are you talking about Series 0 or Series 1? Those are different
first
things.
Release.
Well, the one I've got
this
then.
This furthers the areas that people love. It also introduces
I don't know which one you have.
More personal to you.
I got
Let's
the version
start with
one,
watch faces.
The first one.
Now, Apple Watch is great for quickly glancing at information.
Zero?
Many people are using a
That's
watch face.
Series 0.
Now, right, you need to choose what information shows up here. So, for example, weather, calendar, series and workouts. Zero. Or maybe you'd like to look at the date and reminders and sunset. The information that you'd like to see actually varies based on time and your location and your routines.
Oh, yes.
What if we could actually show you a selection of information that you might need automatically?
See, it's all going to be about the AI.
More and more a proactive assistant. Mm-hmm. Knowing what information you need, when you need it.
I just want Phil's coffee
new watch
right now.
Face, which is powered by Siri Intelligence. This is the new Siri watch
Siri
face.
Intelligence.
Now, it automatically displays the information that's most relevant to you. And you can also access Siri just by tapping on the new complication on the top left. And it automatically displays this information with the same type of intelligence we've applied on iOS. We're using machine learning to adapt automatically. Based
yeah,
on your
but does it also have voice commands? Or any
so
voice
the
prompt?
IT, for example, commute time, and my first meeting. And if I rotate the crown, I can see more information from Siri. For example, reminders or even photo memories from this same time last year or maybe from this location. And throughout the day, whenever you raise your wrist, the face will dynamically update with information for you. So for example, at noon, I might see a reminder to make a call, and I might get a pass to a flight that I'm taking that afternoon. So relevant passes and wallet can appear here right in the face, including from third-party apps.
Actually quite
now,
neat.
At the end of the day, I might see what time the sun's going to set, and also I can get access to controls
it's good
to
what the screen's going to do at different
at
times
night.
Of the day, and
so this is
hopefully it will do it quite intelligently.
Right on your wrist.
Hopefully.
It knows you've got a meeting coming up, and you've got a relevant email from that meeting.
Yeah,
that's key.
Now, sometimes you might like kind of less information and more graphics, and that's the soul of the new Kaleidoscope face. It displays a beautiful, symmetrical pattern that slowly changes throughout the day. And you can rotate the crown, and you can get this kind of trippy effect whenever you want.
Huh? Sorry, what did you say?
And there's multiple styles you can choose from. So,
it's
for example, if you use a photo
it's
like
the Steve Jobs LSD watch face.
Kaleidoscope.
Yeah. Right. Feeling sleepy. Very sleepy.
I would put that
now,
on for my special medication
on
days.
Watch, and more characters have been working to find their way in. And I'm really excited to welcome Woody and Jesse and Buzz.
Well,
they're going to be right at home inside the watch, and it's so much
face,
fun.
Where we can put
whenever
the time
you raise
where
your
want.
Watch with the Toy Story face,
yep.
You're going to see a variety of videos.
Or not have a time
face.
At all.
A lot of high
these are all just new watch
there.
Faces.
So these are three really lively new faces in watchOS: Siri Face, Kaleidoscope, and Toy Story.
Well, the Kaleidoscope doesn't have a time.
Siri's got potential. In terms of a watch
now,
face.
The Kaleidoscope does have time.
Apple
see
watch
the arms?
Has already been helping many people improve their health and fitness. And Activity is one of the most frequently used apps on
do
the watch.
Do they suck up the battery?
Watch
no, they'll still switch off
activity
when your arms
notifications
down
are more personalized to you to help you close your rings more often. So you might start off each day with some inspiration by receiving an update like this.
Ian's yawning.
This lets you know if you're close to accomplishing an achievement or what you can do to match yesterday's goals. And these are all personalized to you. And as part of this smarter coaching, we're also introducing monthly challenges. And these challenges are designed to help you either beat or repeat something that you accomplished or came close to doing. And they're all achievable because they're based on your
history. Ian's echoing me. Let me make my own watch
faces. Like every great coach, we want to celebrate your success. So we've added a little bit more fun when you close your rings or earn an
achievement. The custom watch face is because it forces you to have the time where it wants.
So you get smaller celebrations for everyday successes and bigger celebrations for each milestone.
It's just a little bit more.
We've also enhanced the workout app. It was easier to use and
a little bit more flexible. It would be enough.
It's just where quick starts right up front. You can just tap.
That's the frustrating part.
Much easier. And customers have really
loved
the new swimming capabilities in Series 2.
Something that's got the aspect ratio of
the
screen, which you obviously will do, the location of the time is poor because it doesn't sit centered and it doesn't sit off-center enough.
And at the end, you'll even get your distance for each stroke type and your pace for each set that you're doing.
This workout app looks great.
The full swim thing is very popular.
I like the new design language they're using. I mean, this is basically like the Siri home screen thing, the Siri watch face thing.
Now, this is one of the most popular workouts in the world, so we know it's going to be a favorite for a lot of you when you start using it. Now, if you like to do more than one workout in a row, it's now super easy to just swipe over during a current workout and then add another one by pressing the plus button. So you just press plus, and I can continue with another workout.
That's cool.
For example, I might do some cycling here. I just tap, and I continue. Super easy now to do multiple workouts.
So is it like a cross-training thing?
Triathlons or...
Oh, yeah, good triathlon training. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, many people are doing the workouts indoors at a gym. And when you use gym
Ian's wondering
equipment,
if this OS is going to ditch support for Series Zero. That's too soon. You can't be one iteration.
You end up with numbers like calories and distance that don't quite...
No, I don't think so. I mean, the hardware of the Series 1 is not that far off the Series Zero.
Two-way data exchange in real time with gym equipment. So you'll be able to simply tap your Apple Watch on an NFC reader on the gym equipment. Your watch will automatically launch the workout app.
Is that an industry standard AFC reader?
Your heart rate is read by the watch and sent to the equipment.
The NFC reader that's in the Apple Watch?
For gym equipment.
And when you start and stop the workout in your gym machine, it does the same
thing. Sort of, because I noticed the heart builds, no matter which brand you got, they all seem to work.
More accurate.
Right.
Now this is being supported by the...
But this is the first time Apple has allowed usage of NFC for anything other than Apple Pay.
And Apple Watch enabled equipment will be rolling out starting this fall.
So those people have committed to producing gym equipment that will be Apple.
Now let's talk about music.
This fall.
Apple Watch
it'll be new
AirPods
equipment.
Has really become a magical combination. And we're redesigning
how about
the music
podcasts?
App and Watch to make this a really great experience.
Not just music.
With the new music app, we're going to automatically sync music for you based on what you love to listen to. So for example, we'll automatically get your Apple Music mixes, like new music and favorites, freshly updated on your watch. And the app simply presents some beautiful album art and playlist images, and you can just navigate by rotating the digital crown. And it gets the album
that
you like,
great.
And you just tap and play.
That's good.
You can easily play your music now, and we support
playlists
and
music
on the watch
that
now.
Podcast.
So your music that you love is going to be ready when
I'm just
you
getting
are,
ready when
Apple Watch
you hears that
truly
none of this is supported
experience.
On Series Zero.
That's the music app.
Zane says that my watch is potentially a Series 1.
Now let's take a look at this. To give you a quick demo of WatchOS 4,
later.
Please welcome Vera Carr from the Watch and Health Engineering team.
Thank you, Kevin.
The main difference is processor. Ian either has the same
I'm
one
so
as the
excited to be here.
Series 2 or the
first thing
the original.
I want to show you is the new dock. I can now vertically scroll through my recently used apps. Like the new
I'll show you
app.
The new dock, lady.
Using the dock, it's finding the app I'm looking for easier than ever.
Is she doing it for you, mate?
Next.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. She got dimples. That's
oh, yeah.
Dimples. Doc's a dimple
here
man.
In the warm morning, yeah. I can see things like the weather for today.
She kind of got no
events.
Rear end, but.
Later
hey,
today,
man.
I'm heading back to San
Come
Francisco
on.
To see my parents. And in
yeah,
the
yes.
Let's
Facebook
keep the eyes up on the dimples.
Update to tell me how long it'll
no,
take
the dimples
to get
on
there.
The top.
Tonight, we're going to see the new Alien movie, which I'm super excited about. No one spoil it for me.
No one's excited about Alien.
Dude, she's got someone. She's got someone. No one goes to an Alien movie on their
here,
own.
Here, for example, the Siri has my tickets, so tonight
she's definitely
I can just
got
raise
someone.
My wrist, and with
you're
one
out of
tap,
luck, buddy.
They'll be ready. The Siri Face also shows me timely content, like photo memories and news.
I kind of like this
Here's
interface.
Here's a news headline
cool.
picked for me by the brand new news app now available on Apple Watch. In the app, I can view stunning photos, glance at top news stories throughout the day, and save them for later to be read on my phone. We've also integrated our new activity codes directly into the Siri Face. Now, when it's near the end of your day, or you're close to closing your rings, our coaching algorithms will tell you how much you need to walk to hit your movement.
Do you close your rings at the end of the day,
chaps? I did a lot of nervous pacing before this,
yes.
So now I just need to take a 16-minute walk. Let's close those rings.
I have literally gotten out of the house at like 11:30 to finish rings.
Well, I actually do that almost every day.
I can pick a playlist that automatically starts with my workout. Let's do it.
That's good. Something sucks about starting an app and then starting the music instead of just having it pull it automatically.
You got to keep up with champs.
And when I'm in a workout, I can quickly swipe to the left and control my music right here.
What'd be good is if it could pace set as well, so we could do a BPM for that.
Yeah,
that I've been
waiting for that for so long, Ewan, and it's not even funny.
These are only a few of the new features in WatchOS 4. I can't wait for you to try it out. Back to Kevin to tell you more.
Terrific job, Ewan. Thank you. There's a lot more coming in WatchOS 4, including, for example, a new flashlight in the control center, which you can also use as a blinking safety light when you're doing an evening run. There's a lot more happening here.
What?
Now, we, of course, have a number of updates that enable
so for someone who is wearing
more support for apps running in the background,
their app response phone on their armband or something like that, you can have the flash be a blinking safety light when you're running or cycling at night so you don't get killed.
With your Apple Watch, because he talked about WatchOS.
Continuous glucose monitoring directly from Dexcom sensor to your watch.
I think they mean on the phone.
No, actually, it might make sense with the Apple Watch.
You're going to have the screen flashing?
Yeah, why not?
Sorry, chaps, you just said that the Dexcom sensor is
separate. So lots of new possibilities here.
There's no indication that's coming with the.
Developer preview is available today. So you can get going, and there's a free upgrade across all watches this fall.
Nice.
And that's just some of what's coming in
WatchOS. Guess that means I will install beta software today.
Thank you.
Yep. See you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Just don't do it on the watch if you got to travel somewhere and drain the heck out of the battery.
When she's dishing the woman, she's saying, I'm so sorry. Her being that smiley all day would really get on my nerves really quickly.
Of Apple.
Ooh.
Of course, I'm talking about
third thing already, and we're not even half an hour in. New Mac. There we go.
Why is there screen auto-rotate?
There's never been a computer quite like the Mac.
Here we go.
The Mac is so
new
important in fueling the world's
someone
passion
says Mac
and
Pro,
creativity.
Mac, iMac
it's a computer
Pro.
All of us love to use.
iMac, I can see.
No
Mac Pro, I don't think so.
No, there's an iMac Pro, so a next level iMac that's really tricky.
That's been rumored, yeah.
Of course, at the heart of the Mac experience is macOS. And to tell you about what's next with macOS, please welcome Craig Federighi. Craig?
Watches.
Notice macOS is number 3 of 6
things. Hey, good morning.
Things.
Well, let's talk
is this Mac
about
OS,
macOS.
Though, is it?
No, yes, it's macOS because it's, Mac OS, it's Federighi's out there.
Of course, is macOS Sierra.
Schiller would be out there for hardware.
Siri and Apple Pay to the Mac let you put your documents and your desktop in the cloud.
Or Johnny.
And even let you unlock your Mac automatically using
Johnny's
the watch.
Johnny's never been on stage, ever.
It was
now,
a joke.
Well, people are loving Sierra, and we love it too.
The video
so we
has
wanted
been.
To spend this
the
year
video, yeah. And only for, usually for new products or
is,
something that significantly can
oh,
be different.
Oh, here we go, new name.
So we enlisted, once again, our crack marketing team. They were giddy, hop in their minibus, and this time venture east, deep into the Sierras, but this time ascending its highest peaks. And when they finally came back, they had a name they said felt really, really good. And it's my privilege to announce for you today, macOS High Sierra.
So is it a mountain lion kind of release? That'd be great.
It's a rev.
We talked to the guys and we said this might be misconstrued. But they assured us this name is
fully baked.
It sounds
like
baked.
A cowboy film. Is it a bit Brokeback?
Now,
Whitney is the highest
is all
place
about
in this year that I can think of.
Technologies that provide a powerful platform for future innovations on the Mac.
Really? High Sierra?
But we couldn't help
really?
Ourselves. We also added some refinements. And
they
it
were
starts
high as well,
with Safari.
Right?
Now, Safari is known for its efficiency and its legendary battery
life. That's a shit.
Wait a minute.
Safari is also...
It didn't change it. It should have been Whitney.
No, I could see it.
Benchmark Safari on the same hardware running macOS and Windows with all the popular browsers. And Safari smokes them in benchmark after benchmark.
Oh, they would rename Siri to Sierra.
Safari tops them all.
So you could say, hi, Sierra.
That's right. Safari is the world's fastest desktop browser with Hi Sierra.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
And Safari's domination continues with the new modern version of JavaScript.
Hi Sierra is the S update,
where you can see Safari
Online update, basically.
It's a rev,
faster performance.
Yeah. Which it's great. Now, I mean, that's exactly what I wanted.
Fast, Safari
make it stable. I mean, we don't need fancy features. We just need something that's faster and more stable. And
Phil Schiller's at last says, Patrick, so there is some hardware coming.
Just some loud audio and video that auto-plays and disrupts your whole reading vibe.
Yeah.
Well, now, don't worry
auto-play
about
blocking.
Yes! Auto-play blocking.
Yes!
Sierra is my my browser of choice. Get it out there instantly.
Shouldn't be playing video.
I can visit Macworld again.
Safari is also key in respecting your privacy. Now, have you ever had this experience where you go to buy something on the web, you know, even complete the purchase, and then it seems like everywhere you go on the web, it just follows you around.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like you're being tracked.
Call the cookie.
And that's because you are. No longer, because Safari has intelligent tracking prevention.
So it knows what you've bought.
Yes. Apple is just saying,
if you use Apple Pay, then we'll stop all the shit ads coming. If you don't use Apple Pay, tough.
Data. Yep, they will double the
ads. That'd be brilliant.
Your privacy, your browsing history is your own. It's not about blocking ads. The web behaves as it always did, but your privacy is protected.
Ian's already saying that's feature of the year.
Next, I want to talk about some refinements to mail, and it starts with search.
Prevention will really piss off Facebook.
Providing searches based on
I don't know.
Please fix mail search.
Mail is now using Spotlight to identify your top hits, so the message you're looking for is almost always right at the top.
And I mean, it always uses Spotlight.
Someone just started the Wikipedia page for Hi Sierra.
It's a great way to compose mail.
The whole 4 minutes in.
Full screen.
And mail is more efficient than ever. It actually uses 35% less disk space for storing your mail. Now, probably our
created about a minute ago.
In Hi Sierra is in Photos. Now, Photos has some great new organization and editing tools. There's a persistent sidebar and a new view that has all your imports in chronological order. And in any view up here in the upper right, you can filter by your keywords, by your favorites, by just media types like video. So it's really easy to get to just what you're looking for. We've also improved faces. It recognizes far more faces automatically using advanced convolutional neural networks.
Yeah, but does it sync the faces? That's the question.
Naming people,
please God.
Synchronized automatically across all your devices.
Yes.
So that was yes on the syncing, right?
Now, we also have some great enhancements to editing inside of Photos. You can
somebody
see here on the
right-hand
side, all of your editing tools are arrayed, and there are a bunch of great new ones, including Curves, which allows you to fine-tune in your image.
Curves.
And Selective Color, which lets you modify color in a selective range. And I think you're going to like this one, because if you like to do edits in a pro tool like Pixelmator or Photoshop, well now when you punch out to that other editing tool, all of your edits automatically synchronize right back to your photo library.
I never really
wanted to store anything in those mass photos, but
printed books based on projects you construct right inside of the photo application. And now we're opening this up to third parties. They're going to offer some amazing new printing services, full framed wall mounted photos, and even publishing websites, all based on projects right inside of Photos. So those are some quick refinements, but I want to return to the main story now, and that's technology. Because we've got
Air Force One is aging a little quickly.
Data, video, and graphics.
I don't know, he looks pretty good.
It's the pressure of being in the air apparent.
The fundamentals are in the file system.
Possible.
Now, the Mac file system has its roots actually.
It looks wasted.
We're getting APFS, right?
Yes.
Well, a lot has changed since
then. That was expected.
A lot of flash drives. Our storage is a billion
Jim
times larger.
Jim in the Slack room says, is Apple trying to make photos into Aperture? It already is.
So I'm pleased to announce that we're because Aperture Apple is file system to macOS as our new default.
Yep.
I use it and I love it. I think Photos is great.
It's good for what
now,
it does, but APFS it's not a replacement
a
for
modern file system.
Lightroom.
It's decent file storage. No, Lightroom shit.
It's
well.
Safe and secure with built-in crash protection and native encryption. And it's ultra-responsive with modern features like instant file and directory cloning and high-performance parallelized metadata operations. Now,
Lightroom
really
and MacFlame plugins is the
well,
win.
Let's take a look at a simple file duplication inside of Sierra. So we're going to go up to the file menu, select duplicate on these very large video files, and it's going to copy. And just like you'd expect, there's a lot of data to be copied here. So it takes a little while. Just about done. There we go. Now let's watch that in High Sierra. Well, we're going to go up to the file menu. We're going to subduplicate, and we're done.
Yeah, because it's literally just copying the references.
Next up, video. Now, the current standard in video is H.264. In fact, H.264 has really enabled the revolution of streaming HD video on the internet.
Did we get H.265 now?
Has moved from HD to 4K.
Which then means that iTunes will hopefully also support 4K now.
And there's a new standard to support this. It's H.265 or
yeah,
HEVC. And you want your video to look
about
great,
damn time.
Preserve all the detail and color, and HEVC does it while saving up to 40% better compression than H.264. Now we're building in software encoder support into High Sierra for all Macs and hardware acceleration of HEVC for the newest Macs. And we're also building it into Pro Tools like Final Cut, Motion, and Compressor. Now I want to return to our main story, which is graphics. And graphics are all about the
They're
GPU.
They're moving so fast.
The GPU has been the performance superstar of
I mean,
the last
are,
decade.
And they still
37 minutes
incredible
in.
Incredible gains in computational performance. Now, our API for high-performance graphics...
So either they have really big demos coming up, or, I don't know, they have a big...
I mean, we're only 30 minutes, 15 minutes in.
Incredible graphics. This is DaVinci Resolve from Blackmagic, which can accelerate many editing operations. And of course, we even use Metal inside of Photos for doing machine learning and identifying your photos. But we've learned a lot working with developers on their adoption of Metal, and we have a new version to announce today. You'll never guess what we called it. It's Metal 2. Now, Metal 2 is tremendously
well, at least
fast.
He's taking the piss
in fact,
out of himself. Good
great
on
optimizations and new APIs that, when adopted, deliver another 10 times improvement in draw call throughput. Now, some of you remember when Metal first came out.
Ian's just pointed out that they skipped very quickly that showed the last iMac revision is 2015.
Improvement.
So that might be a good indicator
better,
that something's coming up.
Debugging and,
I mean,
analysis
with this Metal update, as far as I know, macOS is using Metal as well for all their animations and so on, so this might actually be...
and put it
have an impact on their operating system level.
Like Mission Control and some of our most challenging system animations are now buttery smooth.
So they missed the opportunity
time.
Of calling Metal 2 heavy metal.
We're also using for machine
not high metal?
Can now accelerate.
She said that too, but I think heavy metal sounds like way cooler.
All kinds
true.
Of deep learning algorithms. Now another piece of Metal news today is Metal for external graphics. So, you know our MacBooks have this tremendous balance.
Mac Jim's happy because he said 10 times and not 10x.
But sometimes, for some workflows,
couldn't agree more, Jim.
Even more
power. Yeah, me
you
too.
Want to take advantage of the incredible Thunderbolt I.O. on your MacBook Pros to access external graphics. So we're going to be making this possible in Metal 2. Now we're starting with the developer kit that will be available today. You can actually order a Thunderbolt 3 enclosure with a high-performance AMD GPU.
Wow. Okay.
Tune your apps
that is interesting.
For high-performance external graphics.
Apple is basically providing a Thunderbolt 3 enclosure
in the months to come.
Who said recently that Apple would never do that?
Doubling down on our focus on pro content creation.
I think we talked about that on
and
one of the Mac shows.
Increasingly about VR content creation, and so we're bringing.
So hopefully, this is coming really as a product
to High
for people. But I think it's too much work just for developer thing, I think.
Optimized display pipeline that provides extremely high question performance.
From Patrick here, he's saying he's predicting that the iOS is the major update, which is why they're rapidly
Which VR headset were they just showing?
They're bringing the Steam VR SDK to the Mac. And we work with Unity and Unreal to bring their engines for VR to the Mac. It's really cool.
Is Apple saying that their internal graphics on their machines are shit?
On this topic. So yes. That's a quick look at macOS. Some great technologies with the Apple file system.
But I think he said that it's a balance. Metal 2. I think that's
so
what he called
this
it.
This is a teaser that's then going to get fleshed out in
and of course,
September.
It's going to get special sessions
now,
at this
macOS High Sierra
conference.
Is
so
available for all of
first mail storage.
As a developer beta, if you sign up at beta.apple.com. We'll also have a public beta available later this month. And of course, it's shipping to everyone as a free upgrade this fall on all systems that support Sierra. Now, that's your update
like
on macOS
2009
Sierra,
onwards.
And I'm going to turn it over to our Vice President
of
Hardware,
that's
engineer,
not bad.
John
that's
Turnus,
great.
To tell you more
yeah,
about
the Yeah, that's actually
Maverick.
Great. I mean, that's 8 years worth of products.
I put Mavericks on the machine in here that we've got. We've got an iMac that's 2000.
Thank you, Craig.
2007,
great updates
late
2007,
and it's absolutely flying with Mavericks.
And let's
Mavericks
begin
is
with
brilliant
the iMac.
On that machine, really
now,
giving it a new
the
life.
The iMac has been the gold standard of desktop leopard, for many years, but we're going to raise the bar once again. And as always on the iMac, it starts with the display. Because the 4K
here's the new iMac.
Retina iMac displays with their high resolution, excellent brightness, and P3 color gamut are the best displays on any desktop. But we're going to make them even better. So these new displays are now going to be 500 nits. That's 43% brighter than the previous generation. And for the first time, we're going to support 10-bit dithering, which means these displays can reproduce up to 1 billion colors. So your content is going to look more true to life than ever before. Now, in addition, we've got some great internal updates for these iMacs. So we'll start with the CPU, because the whole line is moving to Intel's 7th generation core processor, also
Thank
known
God.
As Kaby Lake. Now, Kaby Lake gets us better bass and turbo frequencies for more performance, as well as hardware-based 10-bit HEVC decode, which is great for playing back high-quality video. In addition, these iMacs are getting a boost when it comes to memory capacity. So the 21.5-inch systems can now be configured.
There you go, your 64-gigabyte, 27-inch.
Finally.
Can go all the way up to 64 gigabytes of memory.
Both I mean, it's probably due to Kaby Lake.
The generation could do. Now, fast storage has always been a key part of the iMac, and so we're going to now make our Fusion Drive standard on all 27-inch configs. And it's also going to be standard on the high-end 21.5-inch config as well. In addition, our SSD options are going to be up to 50% faster and now available up to 2 terabytes.
Wait a second. They are still shipping...
And the iMacs are getting an I.O. upgrade.
Standard
well.
Drives with the lower ends?
Connectors,
the Fusion. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow. They've gone to USB 3 there. Standard 3
really
connector
love this,
on the hubs
cool
at the back.
Things, like hook up a
there's no pursuant of the USB-C.
At the same time.
I did hear someone say as well that there's a climb down on MacBook Pros. And they're putting USB 3s back into them.
Well, we're also investing in graphics hardware.
Rather than
and every configuration in this
conversion.
New iMac line is going to get
I
a big bump USB-C in its
conversion.
Graphics performance. So we'll start with the entry-level iMac. Now, this system gets a boost in its integrated GPU by way of Intel's Iris Plus graphics, which now has 64 megabytes of DRAM. And the performance that we're getting out of this is pretty amazing, because this system
Patrick
is up to 80%
this,
faster
this
in graphics
This iMac may be about
£5,000.
Normally they weigh roughly about 16.
21.5-inch iMac with Retina 4K display.
No.
The big news here.
Oh, you meant that kind of pounds. I'm talking about weight.
And making it all 4K iMacs. And that's going to come.
I know our exchange rate is bad, dude, but give us a break.
Radeon Pro Series GPU.
No, it would be 16 million.
4 gigabytes of VRAM. And again, this move to discrete graphics yields a pretty spectacular performance increase.
Up to 4 gigs.
This new system is up to 3 times faster than the previous generation for graphics.
Yeah.
Now lastly, we have our 27-inch iMac, and this is our most popular desktop for our pro customers.
Question is, does it have Thunderbolt 3?
Graphics today as well. So it's going to have these Radeon Pro 500 series GPUs with up to 8 gigabytes of VRAM. And again, we get a great performance uplift. In fact, this 27-inch iMac can now deliver...
That lens doesn't give a shit as long as she can play Destiny 2 on it, which I can't see happening, mate. Sorry.
Well, what's the required GPU?
For VR content.
Destiny's not in the store, is it?
In fact, we've seeded some developers with this new iMac and High Sierra.
Okay, so they are targeting this at this high-end iMac at VR.
And I'm really excited that we can give you a demo of some of this amazing work right now. So I'd like to invite up on the stage, here from Industrial Light and Magic, his Academy Award-winning visual effects artist and chief creative officer, John Knoll.
They got another John? Shit somewhere over the rainbow.
Thank you, John.
Scarecrow fighting competition thing.
At Lucasfilm's ILMX lab, story, concept design, and technical development are all intertwined. They come together for us to create immersive experiences for people to enjoy at home, in cinemas, and at theme parks. Now, I've always done my art and development on a Mac, so I'm really excited about these new iMacs. I truly love the platform, so I'm especially
I'm pleased to see that Sandy's not here and the squelchy screech is gone.
Created on these new iMacs in Epic's Unreal Engine. I'm joined by Lauren Ridge, an Epic programmer, who will be backstage driving our demo. Working together, we can work in real time.
She's against the green screen.
To create an immersive experience as we step
because she's doing the VR stuff.
Star Wars universe. Yeah. Now, Lauren's backstage so we can show you the environment around her.
And now,
which headset is that? Is that the HTC?
Here we are on the planet Mustafar. Thanks to the native VR support in
Does anybody know?
Sierra,
I'll try and find
I
out.
Use Unreal Engine's editor to create content inside the VR experience.
Or is that
the first time?
That's not the Samsung, is it?
On my Mac. On my left,
it's not an Oculus Rift, that's for sure.
I have my radial menu, which acts as my artist palette. And on the right,
oh, this
I
is the one that Ronnie O'Sullivan was using. I noticed the hand controllers.
So let's try that out.
All right, very nice.
Ronnie O'Sullivan, the snooker guy, it's the HTC Vive.
Let's see, let me open my content browser. It has all the assets I need to dress.
That's what I thought.
That's the HTC Vive, definitely. That was the one that he was using, and he played a virtual snooker game on his trip around California, and he fell over. It was so realistic, he tried to lean on the table.
Can we go wide?
And fell over.
Sure, I can grab onto a little two hands and scale myself up.
She's going to fall over.
To rotate the world around me.
Oh, very cool.
I have a TIE fighter here, too, so let's bring one of those in.
I bet she's
Thanks
practiced,
to more than 5.5 teraflops of GPU performance.
I just watched on Bill Nye this guy drawing with the new headsets. It was pretty crazy.
Right, all right, can we have a squadron of those Netflix. Flying overhead?
Okay, what about from over there on the horizon?
A link to the HTC Vive is in the chat room, and it's a long link.
Perfect, okay.
All right, let me teleport that down.
£759.
Oh, hey, seeing the castle back there reminds me we're missing one important element.
So is this them in VR designing a scene? This is not a game, right? They're actually like...
Yeah, it's like Photoshopping.
Well, it looks really good silhouetted against the sky back there.
No, I didn't mean that because John Knoll's on stage.
It's really cool how Metal 2 unlocks Unreal's advanced rendering
gonna fight Darth.
On the map.
Wow, yeah, really nice. All right, let's play this scene from here.
Okay.
Are you so it's setting up a scene that they can play, yeah.
Chop his arm off.
Oh, he's upset. That's the third one this week.
She's behind you, Darth.
Cool. I'm glad he didn't see me there.
Wouldn't be so sure.
He's
about
a master
that.
Of the Force, and he can't see you. Yeah, he knows you're there.
All right, actually, let's stop it right there.
Oh, that was a close crazy. One.
Oh, Commander, you have such a nice helmet.
Easy. I don't want to put an explicit tag on this. Gamut's in the audience.
That's from Spaceballs.
Yeah,
but it's really
Gamut's
nice
sitting there thinking
IMAC
of all the possibilities to do with sex toys.
Oh yes, of course he is. Teledildonics.
Really great. All right, thank you, Lauren.
He's looking at those black hand controllers and thinking, what else could we put in those hands?
Metal 2 and Unreal's.
I always poo-pooed VR, but if I can have this Star Wars thing right here, I'm in. That's worth $750 right there.
Technology in our filmmaking every day for virtual set scouting. For art direction and shot design. And that means that this immersive content can be made by the same people that bring you the films. That's incredibly powerful. At Lucasfilm and ILMX Lab, we're looking forward to using our Macs to create new experiences as we invite people everywhere to step inside.
I can't imagine these guys are using desktop iMacs, though. Or really want to, right?
Thank you, John and Lauren.
That no, I can't believe awesome. They are either. But
so that is our update to the iMac line. And to recap, they have the best...
They're probably using prototype Mac Pros.
Faster processors,
exactly.
Higher memory capacity. Exactly.
When are they going to be storage, ready to
Thunderbolt
use?
Thunderbolt 3, and as you saw, incredible graphics.
These do have Thunderbolt 3, this.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the line, but there's one more change, because we're going to bring even more value to the iMac product.
Is that cheaper than before?
First time ever, we're going to have a 4K iMac that starts at just $1,299.
They lowered the price of the 4K 21.
Mm.
But, I mean, 18, that's an awesome price for that 5K.
Today as well.
Yeah.
And together, the MacBook and MacBook Pro make up the strongest line of notebooks we've ever had.
No.
But we're going to make them even better, because we're moving to Kaby Lake here as well. And we're bringing faster SSDs to our MacBook and faster standard graphics to the 15-inch MacBook Pro. So a great performance bump across the board. So here's that lineup, but just like the iMac, we're going to bring more value here as well, because we're going to have a new configuration of the 13-inch MacBook Pro that also starts at just $1,299.
So they're lowering the entry-level ones.
So there you have it.
By $200.
I just feel the MacBook Pro and the MacBook at $2,399 as a starting price is just a touch high.
Even better.
It's also telling they didn't mention what that new standard graphics was. I'm assuming it's the integrated Intel. It's the, they can upgrade with the Kaby Lake. You get the higher end integrated Intel Iris Plus graphics.
Yeah.
So they didn't change the discrete GPUs at all.
So that's everything we're updating today. But it's not actually everything we want to show you today. Now, the iMac line has incredible breadth. It spans from an entry-level system.
Are we going to get to see the Mac Pro?
Or in a school,
or the display.
All the way through that powerhouse 27-inch model, which allows professional customers to create amazing things every day.
But if you don't want to screen.
That said, there's another class of pro users who would love to be able to take advantage of the iMac's display and design, but they need workstation-class performance that can't possibly fit into an all-in-one. Well, we wanted to challenge that assumption.
Oh,
so we've been working really hard to see just how far we can push the iMac.
New Mac Mini?
Now, this isn't going to be shipping until the end of the year, but I'm really excited to be able to give you a sneak peek at what
we've
been up to.
This is new. They've never done it. I said today in the Slack room, they're going to do a roadmap type demo.
I think they've done that once.
It's the iMac Pro.
Darth Vader edition.
Slack. Holy bugger.
iMac Pro.
Cool. So that is the new iMac Pro. Now the first thing you'll notice, it features the same great design as our 27-inch iMac, but it's in this seriously badass space gray finish. And with that stunning new color and gorgeous 5K display, this is without a doubt the most beautiful iMac we've ever made. But it's also going to be, by far, the most powerful iMac we've ever made. In fact, this will be the most powerful
iMac we've ever made. I said in the chat room, they did a sneak peek for the Mac Pro in 2013.
Because we actually are going to put workstation-class performance into our incredible 5K iMac design. Now, to do that, the team had to completely rethink the thermal architecture. And they came up with this really efficient dual centrifugal fan solution, which generates significantly more airflow than a traditional iMac. In fact, the iMac Pro has a greater than 80%
I've got to say, of all
capacity.
The shit that Apple
so that
call and all the shiz they claim to do that sometimes
while
they don't,
the quiet operation
their fans are ludicrously quiet.
So let's talk about what
they
decide, and I want
they
to start
do
with the
do
CPU.
That brilliantly.
We wanted to go really big here. So the iMac Pro is going to ship with an 8-core Xeon processor.
Jordan Jackson just suggested that a bit of a bit of has just come out. I said eight cores.
With a 10-core Xeon processor.
I've only got six
and
cores in the
thought,
Pro.
You know, we've gone this far. Let's get really nutty. So we're going to offer 12. It up to 18 cores.
Whoa, you're really nutty. Holy smikes. Well, Adam, now you know what ILM is using.
Adam just slid off the seat.
I thought he was going to say 12.
He was getting AMD's wood at 12, and it said 18.
This is their brand new workstation class.
Right in Vega.
Oh,
nice.
Man. Yeah, this is definitely what ILM was using.
Yeah.
High bandwidth on package memory. It's going to be
and if
available
you get the 18 core version, it will be 30,000
over 400 gigabytes per second.
Oh, this is going to be a $10,000 machine if you want it fully configured. I guarantee you.
I paid six for my Mac Pro, so with six cores.
That's three times more than the best GPU and a Mac.
Man,
Pro.
But if you're developing high-end games and whatnot, you're making it hand over fist anyway.
Patrick Quirk says easy, close to 5K. Keep digging, boy. Keep digging.
Yes, try 10.
22 teraflops.
This is a really big deal.
That was 5K pre-Brexit.
So the iMac Pro, as you can see, is going to be a monster when it comes to graphics.
They're just going to stop. They're going to, if you need to ask the price, you can't afford it.
We're going to let you configure it with up to 128 gigabytes.
This is like the high-end lingering shots.
You can shove in
128 gigs of RAM.
And ECC memory.
Well, yeah, because it's the server-grade processor.
Yeah, has to be with Xeons. 3
gigabyte per second SSD. Now, the iMac Pro is also going to have a full complement of high-performance I.O., including four Thunderbolt 3 ports, and for the first time ever in any Mac...
You know what's so sad? There's a bunch of people who are just rich enough that will buy it just because it's black and sexy, and they don't even know how to barely use Safari.
Well, you need that, probably.
No, you know every single one of us has got no intention of buying this machine, but we are going to go on day one onto Apple.com, and we are going to spec out the top end and then go...
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
And then Ewan will buy it.
So much more. We don't even have time to.
I'm gonna have to go find me a sponsor for this. A
user configurable 10 gigabit Ethernet dual SSD modules. Nice.
Even a UHS-II SD card slot.
1080p FaceTime camera.
Performance technologies and an incredible 5K display. This iMac Pro is going to be an awesome workstation for things like real-time 3D rendering, high frame rate immersive VR, machine learning development. And with all those cores and all that memory,
faster code compiling. Yeah, with 18 cores.
We wanted to compare the start
plus multi plus hyperthreading.
Gordon Jackson's pointed out it's got a headphone jack. System
today, it would cost over $7,000. And an SSD card.
And keep in mind that's a system that doesn't. Have
I bet you it has audio in and out.
It doesn't have the iMac Pro's incredible all-in-one.
So they're doing a comparison.
It's a Pro machine, right?
No, you gotta have that comparison here to a Windows machine and saying it's 7K plus and it doesn't have all of these things.
So
holy shit, $5,000.
That's the starting price, though. Price.
Okay, that's
what do we own apology? You
didn't 18 cores.
No, we don't own apology because he was thinking it's close to $5,000. The machine they were describing was 20.
Performance into our incredible 27-inch.
You take 18 cores. I bet you that processor's costing you probably $6,000 on its own.
Yeah, exactly.
So that is all of our Mac news today.
Now and then you'd stick in 128 gigs of RAM, EEC RAM, you know,
and two 4 terabyte SSDs.
So many things happening with the Mac. And John, I agree that iMac Pro is really badass.
All right. Tim said ass.
He said badass.